This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Like all parts of the country, Shreveport-Bossier's economy took a hit from the COVID pandemic in 2020, but one state economist says it has improved by 57% over last year. According to the Shreveport Times, Dr. Lauren Scott, a well-known state economist, shared economic outlooks during a seminar held last Friday at the Port of Caddo-Bossier Regional Commerce Center. For example, Scott said Shreveport-Bossier lost more than 24,000 jobs in 2020, and a year later, in July of 2021, it saw an increase of more than 10,000 jobs. Casino gaming industry in the Shreveport-Bossier area lost more than 2,000 casino jobs, while traditional industries such as oil and gas also lost jobs. The employment outlook for Shreveport-Bossier is looking better for 2022. Scott pointed out that the new Amazon Robotic Fulfillment Center, currently under construction in Shreveport, will add a few thousand jobs in the months ahead. The Republican-controlled Texas legislature is redrawing political boundaries following the 2020 census. One map they're working on is for the State Board of Education's 15 districts. The board is responsible for approving curriculum standards and textbooks for public schools. During a Texas House redistricting committee hearing yesterday, Ashley Cheng with the Texas Asian American Pacific Islander Redistricting Coalition testified against the proposed State Board of Education map.
Right now, these proposed maps are slicing apart our communities of color, particularly diluting the vote of Asian Americans across our high-density areas.
The House panel voted along party lines to advance the maps, with Republicans in support and Democrats opposed. September marked the deadliest month for Texas prison employees since the pandemic began last year. According to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, COVID-19 contributed to the deaths of more than a dozen staffers last month. Lauren McGaughey has been covering the story for Dallas Morning News. She says public health experts she talked to said it didn't help that Texas prison facilities relaxed some of their health and safety guidelines from back in July, even as the Delta variant fueled COVID-19 cases across Texas.
They reopened visitation and they dropped mask mandates at any facility that had a 70% vaccination rate. Now, that's a vaccination rate total between inmates and staff. And that mask mandate getting dropped also applies to any visitors coming in and out.
McGaughey told the Texas Standard that at least 13 Texas prison staff died from COVID-related complications last month. According to the website COVID Prison Project, as of October 8th, total Texas prison staff COVID deaths are at 70. Inmate population COVID deaths are 270. Arkansas and Louisiana deaths among inmates and staff were not available. And Arkansas lawmakers have rejected legislation that would have prevented businesses from requiring employees to say whether they've been vaccinated against COVID-19. The majority Republican House on Friday voted 41-46 in favor of the Senate-backed bill. It would have created a right of privacy for employees and contractors regarding their vaccination status. The bill is among several targeting employer vaccine requirements that have dominated a session that was intended to focus on congressional redistricting. This is Red River Radio.